Well, as you know, we've been doing an overview of the book of Revelation. Believe it or not, we're over halfway through. We're going to look today at chapter 12. Now, the subtitle in chapter 12 is The Woman and the Dragon. Hear God's Word recorded in the New Living Translation. It also says at the beginning of the book of Revelation, it is meant to be read to the church. And that Jesus Christ, which God gave him according to the events that will happen soon, an angel was sent to God's servant John so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and everything he saw. This is important because the book of Revelation is intended and was intended to be read to the church. Verse 3. God blesses the one who reads this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to it and obey what it says, for the time is near when these things will happen. And I'm honored to be able to read the book of Revelation to you in this format, and I pray that you were being blessed, and I certainly am blessed by being able to do this. Not only for myself, because it's a good reminder for me of the blessed hope that we have. Chapter 12, verse 1. Then I witnessed in heaven an event of great significance. I saw a woman clothed with sun and with the moon beneath her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant, and she cried out in pain of labor as she waited for her delivery. Suddenly I witnessed in heaven another significant event, and I saw a large red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, with 7 crowns on his head, and his tail dragged down 1/3 of the stars which he threw to the earth. He stood before the woman as she was about to give birth to her child, ready to devour the baby as soon as it was born. She gave birth to a boy, who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And the child was snatched away from the dragon and was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness where God had prepared a place to give her care for 1,260 days. There was a war in heaven. Michael and the angels under his command fought the dragon and his angels. And the dragon lost the battle and was forced out of heaven. This great dragon, the ancient serpent, called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all of his angels. And then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, "It happened at last, the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser has been thrown down to the earth, the one who has accused our brothers and sisters before our God. Day and night. They have defeated him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of their testimony, and they were not afraid to die. Rejoice, O heavens, and you will live in the heavens. Rejoice, but terror will come to the earth and to the sea, for the devil has come down to you in great anger, and he knows that his time is little." The dragon realized that he had been thrown down to the earth. He pursued the woman who had given birth to the child. But she was given 2 wings like those of a great eagle. This allowed her to fly to a place prepared for her in the wilderness, where she would be cared for and protected from the dragon for a time, times, and half a time. Then the dragon tried to drown the woman with a flood of water that flowed from its mouth. But the earth helped her by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that gushed from her and the mouth of the dragon. Then the dragon became angry at the woman, and he declared war against the rest of her children, all who keep God's commandments and confess that they belong to Jesus. In Revelation chapter 12, John sees a vision of a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. If you note the similarities between this description and the description that Joseph gave to his father Jacob, which we know now as Israel, and his mother and their 12 children. You'll find that in Genesis chapter 37. The 12 stars refer to the 12 tribes of Israel. So the woman in Revelation 12 is Israel. Now, there is a website that I trust and that I use that was founded by evangelical pastors and teachers of Bible prophecy, and it's called gotquestions.org, gotquestions.org. And I suggest that you do that. Now, I am not a Bible scholar that knows everything about everything. I do a lot of research, and I search a lot of things, and I end up finding some people that I can trust and believe, because the Bible says to make sure that you test the Spirit and make sure it's of God. So I've tested this organization along with some other ones, but they make it available to the public. That's what really is so wonderful. So I challenge you to go to the website of GodQuestions.org, not only on the Book of Revelation, but they do the whole Bible. And it gives you some insight and some wisdom about the many different things. And you will be able to be blessed and to be able to use it in your own personal studies. But in Revelation chapter 12, it speaks of how the devil will make war against Israel, trying to destroy her. Now, Satan knows his time is short, as it said there, relatively speaking. And it also reveals that God will protect Israel in the wilderness. Revelation chapter 12 says Israel will be protected from the devil for a time, times, and half a time. That a time is 1 year, times is 2 years, half time is 1/2 years. In other words, it's 3 1/2 years. Now, the woman's flight into the wilderness for 1260 days refers to a time in the future that is called the Great Tribulation. Now, we're not in the Great Tribulation yet, and thank God with all the tribulations that's around us, I'm glad that we're not in the tribulation yet. But I know that I want to be protected from it, and God will protect us from this Great Tribulation, which is the same as the 3 1/2 years. But halfway through the tribulation period, the beast, which is also the Antichrist, which is Satan and the many names that he has in the Bible, he is the evil one, will set an image of himself in the temple that will be built in Jerusalem. You know, I find it interesting that the temple now is being rebuilt. They have started, they got all the worship items and all the stuff, and they are now making peace with the Arabs and so forth that they can start rebuilding the temple. So it's in the plans. And whether it'll be in our lifetime, but it'll be done or not, we don't know. But this is the abomination that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24 and Mark 13. And when the beast does this, he breaks the peace pact that he had made with Israel, and the nation has to flee for safety. Possibly scholars think it might be Petra. Judy and I were blessed to be able to visit Petra, which is in Jordan. It's a very, very interesting place. Now, this escape of the Jews is pictured as the woman fleeing into the wilderness. It is the birth of Jesus, which is true. Mary gave birth to Jesus, but it's also true that Jesus, the son of David, came from the tribe of Judah, came from Israel. And in a sense, Israel gave birth or brought forth Christ, Jesus. And verse 5 says that the woman child was a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Clearly, this is describing Jesus, because Jesus ascended into heaven in Acts chapter 1, and one day established his kingdom here on earth. And we'll look at that a little bit later in chapter 20. And he will rule with perfect judgment, or the Bible says, a rod of iron. You can find that in Psalm 2. Psalm 2 is a very important psalm also to study. Well, I hope and pray that you're enjoying this overview of the Book of Revelation, and we hope and pray that you feel up to being in church sometime soon at the 11 o'clock service. We practice all the guidelines, and we would certainly love to see you in person. But if you're more comfortable doing the online thing, we understand. But there's something about gathering in person and encouraging one another. God bless you, and pray that you have a good day.